educated Africa don't
Love
know
Talk
what
Radio.
Africa before the Europeans.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to one. The greatest gift of all. We can go on.
Yeah.
And day by day, the world somewhere will soon make a change.
We are a part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you
so
know,
what
love
you
is all we need.
The name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning, I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of
yes.
the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014.
2020, God's going to change some things for you. And I want to tell you tonight, I got prophecy for 2023. And I want you to listen to those prophets. The prophet that I prophesied is some of the stuff happening now. But I want to tell you, freedom is not free. And I want to tell you, it's a price to pay for being free. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Some of you say, well, freedom is just free. Dr. King gave his life. Malcolm gave his life. Some of your ancestors gave their life. And you see what's happening, what Russia doing in Ukraine. You see, and I'm going to talk about reparation before I bring this on. And I don't care what religion you say, you can be Baptist, Catholic, you can be Muslim, freedom is not free. And our young folks got to know people die for freedom. People died for you to go to school, to go to college. People died and fought in Vietnam and Korea for freedom. So I want to say tonight, freedom is not free. Tonight, it is the Bible study and divine word of God together. And I'm going to have to read the prophecy. And some of you might get your pencil and paper because you're going to learn something tonight. You're going to learn something tonight. Mm-hmm. I want you to wake up to what's going on. Sister Debbie, you ready to read that for us? God bless you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can start out reading for 2023. Go ahead on.
Okay, Bishop. All right. It's a earthquakes will occur in California in 2023. Earthquake will occur in Russia and Alaska. Floods will occur in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas. The Midwest, Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and the Dakotas will experience blizzards types of weather. The country will experience extreme heat during the month of from April through September. Due to electrical ground tampering by terrorists, the country will experience frequent blackouts. The government will admit their role in contributing to the opioid epidemic. Because of the massive miseducation of students, the government will revamp the entire public school system. Mass shootings will occur in schools, churches, colleges, and shopping malls. There will be a mass movement across the U.S. to ban illegal assault weapons. Deaths will occur within Republican and Democrat. Okay, that's it, Bishop.
That's the other one, too.
What? Yeah, hold on, Bishop. Hold on. Okay. That's just the first one. It say the U.S. Healthcare. Okay, this is the next one, Bishop. U.S. Healthcare will increase in the U.S. on computers to surgery. At 2023 to 24, humans will begin to live on the moon. Lori Lightfoot would not win re-election as the mayor of Chicago. Donald Trump will run for president in 2024 election. People will gain more awareness of their spirit's ancestors. Some African countries will cease transaction business with others unless they invest in their healthcare system. UFO sightings will increase for the next few years. The railroad industry will face fines for shipping dead poison through the U.S. Massive dust storms will occur in Phoenix, while severe heat waves will develop in the Midwest. Massive back-to-back hurricanes in Houston and Florida. California will experience, okay, California, well, bitch, that blur, I can't see that. You got that blurred out on the bitch.
Okay, no worries about it. Look, that would be mass storms up in California. And right now, as I speak, I just talked to Bright Star up in Minnesota. They got blizzards up in Minnesota right now. Got blizzards up in Minnesota. See, so that's going to be happening. Mass blizzards up in Minnesota. They told me that's going to have blizzards up in Minnesota. Right now, they're getting some inches of feet up in Minnesota. But I want you to get ready tonight as we get ready to go to the next level. And I want you to understand that. Get your pencil and paper. We're talking about financial covenant. God's financial covenant for man. God's financial covenant for man. Theme tonight, freedom is not free. And I got Dr. Henry Clark coming on later on to give you the synopsis about freedom, about how we take freedom as to be free of black folks. I want you to read Exodus 23:20, and I want the angel to be released to you. Genesis 50 and Genesis 50, verse 65 and 11. Genesis 50 and 21, Genesis 65 and 11. St. Luke 8 chapter, verse 2 through 25. Exodus 14:14. Step back and let God. Now, some of you this year, you're going to be able to buy that house, that car. You're going to be able to get your finance together. And the spirit of Master Musa, who was guided by God to be the richest man in the world. He was a black man. He wasn't white. He was black. Master Musa, I want you to look him up on your internet. M-A-S-T-E-R, Master Musa, M-U-M-U-S-A. He was the richest black man in the world, and he made people rich. The European ain't trying to make you rich. The European trying to take what you get, and they trying to take what you got and don't want to give you reparation. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a certain thing hoped for. And I want to tell you, I'm going to get more into this tomorrow about the $1 trillion flow and about Matthew 6, that we seek first the kingdom of God. That means the righteous of God. You got to know a much right woman need a much right man. A much right woman have to walk in the ark of the ancestor, and a much right man need to walk in the compound of the ancestor. All that other stuff ain't going to be the killing and stuff going on. All that stuff going on. You ain't making no guns, what you killing? All this dope, you ain't making no dope coming in, but you taking it, using it to destroy your body. This is the stuff that's going on. And you don't want nobody to tell you about the truth. I give you a handful of faith, and I give you a bucket of truth, and you take the handful of faith over the bucket of truth. This European man gave you a handful of faith, and I'm giving you a bucket of truth. You don't want to take that. You know, you want to kill a brother when the brother tell you this ain't right. When the brother tell you you need to come out of that dope, then you need to come out of that hate. They don't want to hear that. But the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. And I want to thank Mother Peyton all the way from Dallas, Texas, that read that scripture. And Brother Peyton posted to pray, but he'd been under the weather a little bit. All is well. Sister Jean in Detroit, I'm praying for you. Bright Star called me and told me that you're getting ready for 2 feet of snow. I just said it in my prophecy that in the Midwest area, in South Dakota, in North Dakota, they got all kind of bad weather. My prophecy, if I ain't sent you my prophecy, call me and I'll make sure you get the prophecy where you have it for yourself when it happens. And I'm praying for Jimmy Carter. He's on his way to be an ancestor. But Jimmy Carter is one of the best presidents we had. And they ran him out of the White House. So they got together. The two parties got together. This man too righteous. And you know, when you go to look at all the statues in Washington, ain't but one statue there of justice. That's Dr. Martin Luther King is the only statue there is righteous. The rest of them is crooks, thieves, and robbers, and murderers. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to tell you, as we get ready to go into Bible class, 23rd number, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Read that. Well, this way, I want you to keep reading it till you get yourself together. But I don't need to read. I know it. I ain't said about you know it. I don't want you to know too much. I know it by heart. I ain't said by heart to read it. I ain't said know it by heart. Read it. I know about get the Bible and read it. Every time you read it, God's going to give you a new revelation knowledge. Exodus 23 and 20, God is going to send an angel. And let me see. He's going to send an angel, ancestor, or a saint to see about you. See, I want to say this to him. We got a long ways to go for 2020. In the 20th century, Dr. King said one of the worst things going to be racism. Marcus Garvey said, in the 20th century, the problem with the black man is getting reparation and the racial problem. And we got some of these companies is racist. You got some of these, you know, big government is racist. So we having a problem just getting our wealth that our ancestors did. You know, reparations. Anybody talking about being president, talking about running for governor, what you gonna give us reparations? They gave the Italians reparations, they gave the Jews reparations, they gave everybody reparations but the black man. I know y'all don't want to listen to this. You want God ain't jumping out of heaven to get you. God put you here to stand as a man, as a woman. God put you here. If you don't know that you weren't born in Italy and you weren't born in France, you were born in Africa. That's where you come from. That's where your ancestors are. You want to, I want to go to Paris. What you going over there for? Some people trying to get over here. We are praying tonight that all is well. I'm praying the power of glory, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost going to touch every man, every woman tonight. And I got a historian. I got a man that been everywhere, John Henry Clark. I want you to listen to him. I want you to listen to what he's saying. And Dr. Henry Clark is going to give you what's really going on in this country. And some of you ain't ready. You want to listen to propaganda. NBC, ABC don't have it. CNN ain't got it. Ain't no newspaper got it because they're going to give you propaganda. They're not going to give you the truth. What happened to black folks in America? What's happening to us now? And Dr. Clark's going to deal with what's going on with us today. What's going on with us? You went to the Mardi Gras, this ass wind, you're putting stuff on your forehead. That ain't enough. You got to know the truth.
The work by Walter Van Wertheim, terracotta sculpture found in Central America, shows up the greatest physical evidence of the presence in the absence of Africa in the New World that is so far from the power of mind. And in was hearing. Played a major role in this.
Thank you.
Dr. Clark was talking about freedom in this new world, which we have forgot about and not dealt with, but we have to deal with the freedom that's going on in our new world. And we have not did that, and it's been spilled over to America. The guns, the shooting, the violence.
Each time women of her age group moves with her, when they dance out to the light, the life of the deceased. And that's the funeral. All this is collected, all given to the elders.
This is some of the stuff, the tradition.
Thank you. Where are they supposed to go? Hotel? Where are they going to go? Got to convince all the time. The one known black hotel sometimes gets to chill over on the weekend from the white hotel. And it's about to close because it don't get enough in the week business. How it is, most people otherwise don't stay there anyway. Now, say we're going to atone, what are we atoning for? Nobody wants to atone. You built the whole society on your blood and your sweat. The Japanese didn't march, they collected. Jews and Moors, they collected. They came from a concept called the state. Once you take that concept out of your mind, you are dependent on other people. That East Indian, if you look back at East Bad, India is the second most populated country in the world. Chinese can look back at China as the most populated country in the world. You look back at Alpha, you don't know what to look back at. Look back at Alpha, I don't belong over there. Miseducated Alpha, you don't belong over here. Concept of state has been wiped from his mind. The educated Africans don't know what kind of state existed in Africa before the Europeans. I don't mind marching. I've been in a whole lot of marches in my life. Everything of significance, fight for Black liberation for the last 60 years in New York City, I've been a part of. Left and right. March with the communists, march with the socialists, march with anybody that I believe in. But what is the march for? With slavery in Mauritania, in the Sudan, nobody is willing to march on a single Arab embassy. They have now killed Black men, take their women, make them work in the field all day, and use them sexually at night. They have vicious sexual exploitation of Black women. So what you getting so dual-eyed over them for? You have to create the religion that's turned on you. You should reconceptualize it based on your needs and not give a damn whether anybody lacks it or not. It is so your privilege. Say, leave any of it. I said, make it over to suit your needs. Don't care whether people like it. One of the great flaws in the left movement. That Russia says that they are officially an atheist nation. What fool would have such a little knowledge of people? Atheist nation. Now, I hold all forms of organized religion and contempt. But yet I'm so spiritual, I won't even step on a cockroach. I love life so much. I don't think it was necessary to organize religion. They were better before you organized them, put one against the other. I know there's a force in the universe larger than me. I know I can't make the rain. I can't make a single flower, a petal of a rose. I can't bring back the spring or the winter. I know there's something there that I have to be beholden to. If you call it God, that's your privilege. I choose to respect it without necessarily calling it anything. If you're living in Africa among the God people, I became a believer in their faith, a belief system. They think God comes, oh, they don't use the word God, comes out of a body of fresh earth and a body of fresh water, that he renews his strength for each hour. And in difficulty, they go by a body of fresh water. that makes just as much sense to me as you praying to some God in the sky that you never saw. But we look at their lives, their individual lives, and they spell it out. Everybody is a part of everything. Each time the widow moans, women of her age group moans with her. When they dance out in the life of the deceased. And at the funeral, they walk through the neighborhood with big sheets, people throwing money on the sheets. All this is collected, given to the elders. And she spends 6 weeks at the home of the elder. She comes home. And now I knew where the custom came from. They've taken all the furniture out of the house, washed everything. She's not moved out of her house. They take care of the children during her absence. They give her new clothes. She must never wear any clothes she wore while her husband was alive. They're saying, as long as there's clothes among your people, you will have clothes. They present great bodies of food, packed with food, laden with a separate dish. You have to taste each one. As long as there's food among your people, you have food. This is true. Social security, built into a society. How dare you call these people uncivilized? Nobody's going to release Euro. Going to own people. You're not getting out of a house. You're not evicted. Cousins, uncles, all together. Make sure she's taken care of. So many uncles take care of the school fees for the children, so many of the staff. And the brother that's left is responsible for locating her, a new husband, or taking her into his household as one of his wives. I don't care how this sounds to you, but at least you got one. You haven't got one. Society has made provisions for her never to be alone. Now you can understand why there was no prostitution in these societies until the foreigners came. When you obey the custom that you made, when you didn't have a word for jail, when you took care of these things within the structure of the family, you became addicted to foreign concepts. And you lost the most important thing a people must have, concept of the state. And when you lose the physical state, you must never lose the mental state that you carry in your mind. When they take you away from the physical state, you can recreate the state away from home. What are the East Indians doing building stores in your neighborhood? They're doing what you're supposed to do. They're building the structure of the state. They're building in your neighborhood because they can get away with building in your neighborhood because you are not doing it. There's an opportunity here that you're not taking advantage of. You're not understanding the nature of your own culture. Now let's deal with that brother in something that went unnoticed. Eastern Parkway March that they've been trying to kill years. They don't want it serious. They moved the island, you've been to Harlem lately. They moved that island out of the middle of Lenox Avenue
They want to make Dunst Avenue broad enough for that. Then they go suggest, why not have it in Harlem, where it starts? Dunst Avenue still is not, even with the island gone, not broad enough for that one. And it shouldn't be that anyway. They don't want you to celebrate culture if indeed that's what you are doing. Because if you understand Caribbean culture, few people do, Caribbean culture is not sexual gyration down the street. Caribbean culture is egoic and beautiful. It's a long struggle. If they told, if they did, who had a parade with emphasis on true Caribbean culture, the parade would last 1 year, and that would be the end of it. So you would tell a struggle, you would tell a Babista folks, you would tell a Kojo, tell a Kojo's sister, you tell a Mary Seacole who came ahead of Florence Nightingale. You have a float for her. You tell the revolt that follows the facsimile, emancipation, because emancipation in the Caribbean island was a fraud and a fakery. By the time they got boasting about the fraud and the paper, they awakened to discover, hell, they were still slaves. They were still on the same plantation. Now they had to take care of the clothing, the housing.
What is the real story of January 6th? Many people have asked that question. Some people have described what happened on that day as an insurrection. Is that really right? Our report is at the end and has spent a full year investigating. The results are this special report. In it, you will find exclusive interviews and analysis, as well as reporting.
You had to work for a pittance. There was no other place to work. But the Caribbean crew man called their attention to this. You set in motion, especially in Jamaica, Marat Bay, Report 16, 1865. In the beginning of the emancipation was 30 years before. So what are they fighting for in 1865? They fighting for the fact that they realized the emancipation was a fraud. God, look at all the great culture you have. And one of the main reasons that culture succeeded in being the basis of the revolt, and why the revolt was so successful, they had an African culture continuity. Because they didn't break them up as it proved that they broke us up here in the United States. They didn't outlaw the drum as Bruce said, they outlawed it. Our drum. They didn't outlaw the African language. They could speak to each other in a manner that their master could not understand. He said, oh, that's just Jewish, you know. One Jewish. African language. But too funny along with you who needs to read evaluation because if you say he'd be a middle class cover. Jesse Lane was the real hero of the Haitian Revolution. They kidnapped Toussaint, a man who was streetwise for his day, Christophe, went to see Napoleon's cousin, Leclerc. Toussaint was naive enough to go with one coachman. He got kidnapped. It was Christophe marched a company of soldiers in Leclerc's living room, surrounding him on every side. He marched up to the Frenchman and said, "Monsieur Leclerc, what do you want?" He said, "Surrender the arms." He spoke to Leclerc's servant in an African language. The servant was a captain in the Haitian army and a spy in Leclerc's household. He gave the spy an order. Give the order, burn Cape Haitian, burn the city down. He started to burn and the French started retreating to the hills in the Africans. They beat those African drums. Each time they come close to the drum would retreat. These Frenchmen went dark, raving mad without firing a shot. African culture defeated them.
All right.
You can't use it unless you can preserve it. So when you come to Eastern Parkway, what you are seeing is a grand and colorful show. But not just being close. You're seeing a great show.